the boards would always come out unlevel and something like that. You call him a what carpenter?
Jack lag.
Jack lag? Okay, that word jack lag, what would you use it about? Would you use it about a preacher? Say a man who didn't have a regular pulpit, you might call him.
No, I never heard a preacher that didn't have a regular pulpit called a jack lag, or he usually be called a stump preacher.
Stump preacher?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody, would you use that word about, say, Hugh, you say, oh, Hugh was a, what kind of governor would you say he was? Is he a good governor?
As far as I know, he's one of the best.
That's my opinion of him, too, but I've heard some folks say he wasn't a good governor.
Well, you've got a matter of opinion on anything, even the ones running for president of the United States now, but...
He's an interesting man. Do you know anything about him? You still remember?
Oh, I remember the day it happened as well as I do yesterday. Mm-hmm. It happened in 36 or 37. As many child in the state of Louisiana wouldn't have an education today that's my age or older or younger if it hadn't been for Hewitt P. Long. Many a child. He's the man that made free textbooks to all school children. He's the man that patched it up until then while children were buying their textbooks and the parents didn't have the money to buy the school books with. But the money was too scarce. They wasn't any.
Now, what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Be your aunt.
Okay. Now, the wife of Abraham was... Okay. A girl's name beginning with S.
Beginning with S?
Yeah.
Susan?
No. Okay, Sally is a nickname for... well, there's this famous cake. It's made by, you know, a kind of a coffee cake or something like that. It's made by these people. They freeze it, and the name of the company is Blank Lee.
I think I know what you're referring to, but I can't get it. Shirley.
Okay, all right. Now, if your father had a brother by the name of John, you'd call him?
Had a son?
If your father had a brother by the name of John, you'd call him?
Uncle John.
Okay, and by the name of William, you'd call him?
Uncle William.
Okay. Now, you told me you were in the Army. You wouldn't, were you in the Army?
Right.
That's
right. I was.
Okay. Now, if old General Patton came up to you, you wouldn't call him Mr. Patton, you'd say?
General Patton or Sir.
Okay. And the old gentleman who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken, that was?
Colonel Sanders.
Okay. Now, what do they call the man in charge of a ship?
Captain.
Captain. Okay. Did you ever hear that title used in other situations, or would folks ever use that as a general term of address or anything?
No, not that I know of, not that I remember.
Somebody maybe walking down the street, you might say, morning, Captain, something like that, too.
Unless it was Captain Police or something like that.
Did you ever hear a black man talk to a white man like that or say, howdy, Captain, something like that?
Yeah, I've heard them, morning, Captain, but...
Okay, all right. Now, the man who presides over a county court, how do you address him?
Judge.
Okay. And a person who goes to school of study is a?
Student.
Okay. Now, somebody employed like Elizabeth Ray to look after a congressman or a businessman's private secretary, a private business is his private